If a layperson wants to follow the seventh precept in daily life, refraining from entertainment seems fairly straightforward. Would you please explain more specifically refraining from beautification and adornment? Does owning artwork fall anywhere into precept seven? Never ever thought of it. But usually when I say that beautification and adornment is usually around cosmetics and jewelry. And if you see, say, in ancient, like in artwork from India, and also, the first accounts of the Westerners going to India, India was extremely... I mean, that's the British drooled over India. They stripped it of as much as they could, because it was extremely wealthy, beautification and adornment in terms of cosmetics, jewelry, male and female was very ordinary. So. So it's more, cosmetics, jewelry, I never really thought of artwork. I've never even heard it really talked about as a part of a precept. I think part of it could be. I mean, sort of sometimes you can extrapolate from. From precepts, and extrapolate principles, sort of say, okay, as a principle, a lot of the purpose of the precepts is simplification, and it also depends on what the purpose of artwork. Sometimes. Artwork is religious artwork, which is a devotional and soothing. Sometimes it's kind of blatant consumption competition. I mean, those are two polar opposites of a purpose of artwork. So that a lot of it is when one starts extrapolating at principles, you know, we look, okay, there's a purpose of the precept is to create kind of a simplicity, a certain renunciation. Especially the eight precepts are renunciant precepts, so that quite explicitly fostering that sense of simplicity, ease of looking after oneself and being looked after.